Sit on Hands by Stray Cougar from their self-titled anthology released in the summer. I spoke with vocalist, guitarist, engineer, and producer Neil Cook-Dahlin over Skype. Neil, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little about your musical history. Did you start making music as a kid, or did you come to it later in life?
Well, I came to it a little bit later. I went through, you know, piano lessons that were quite strict and rigid and thought that I didn't even like music when I was really young. And then I was part of the generation that first heard Nirvana, and it changed everything. And I immediately needed to go out and get an electric guitar. So I saved up my paper route money to buy my first electric guitar. And that's kind of where it started. And then I got into recording in the mid-90s. I got a four-track, a cassette four-track. And that, you know, the doing my own demos, and eventually started doing recordings for other bands. I did the very first recording for Hot Hot Heat, actually, when we were all just punks back in the day.
I understand that you also run a recording studio in Victoria called Burning Rainbow. Can you tell me about that?
Burning Rainbow is about 1,800 square feet right downtown. We've got a large collection of vintage amplifiers and synthesizers and everything. So, you know, I come from a background of traditional recordings, but we've also got, you know, we're set up for all sorts of electronics and stuff like that too, drum machines. And my take on recording and mixing kind of goes back to the dub tradition, Jamaican dub tradition. So lots of outboard effects, echoes, plate reverbs, like real plate reverbs, spring reverbs, all that kind of stuff. And so I spend my days working as a producer, you know, partly on my own music, but doing a lot of stuff for other people too. So currently I'm putting the wraps on an album for Foxglove. They've actually done, we do a lot of cross-pollination with them. You know, they've done backups on some Stray Cougar songs, and you know, we work together on multiple levels. And I'm really stoked. I'm really proud on the girls for some of this new stuff to come out. It's sounding really good. You know, we've had a lot of feedback that, you know, it sounds like I sent them to Nashville or something like that. So lots to look forward to out of them for sure. And we got lots of cool stuff. You know, I play in the band Astrocolor too, and we're grinding out a whole new album, and we've been approaching it in a different way. So we're going to have some new sounds coming out of the studio that way too. And, I think probably just a nice moment to share a little gratitude for getting to live on the island, being in such a fruitful musical space. You know, not only do we have so many musicians and so many people kind of punching above their belt here, but, you know, living on an island on the edge of the world really makes people think collaboratively. And, It's a real great place to live, and it's a real great time to live here.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
I actually only have one electric guitar. I've played the same guitar my whole life. I kind of have the BB King thing where it's like, that's my guitar. I'll change up amps, and I change up, you know, pedals and so on, but I just have the one guitar, and it was built the same year as me. It's a 1976 Gibson Les Paul hollow body.
How did you come together with Connor and Dallas to form Stray Cougar?
Connor and I had previously been in a similar three-piece band called Espionage. And we started in 2006 after we met through, Connor and I met through some mutual friends. And then our buddy and the bassist, Rob, moved to Alberta. And at the time, Dallas and I had worked together in other respects, doing some electronic music and other things. And he had mentioned that he always wanted to play with Connor as a drummer. So Connor and I were just like, well, why don't we just invite Dallas to be in the three piece, and we'll kind of start up an indie rock band again. And that's how we got going.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a very collaborative process, or do you really take the lead?
It's kind of one or the other, and there's a little bit of both. So, you know, a number of the songs will be ones that I work out myself, usually just playing around on acoustic guitar at home and thinking of it from a very like singer-songwriter type of approach. And then the other half of the songs tend to be They start by us, you know, just hitting record on our phones and taking audio notes, and then we'll just launch into, you know, a big psychedelic expression as a band. And then you know, we'll review what we'd recorded a couple weeks later and start picking out the highlight moments, and then maybe create a real arrangement out of things that we had come up with as kind of an improv session.
Where do you tend to draw the inspiration from for your lyrics?
Well, that's a good question. I find that when I'm songwriting, I hear the melodies. I'm one of those people who hears the melodies first. So as opposed to the type of songwriting where you write a lot of lyrics and then you find ways to fit the lyrics into the songs, I tend to hear melodies in my mind and will work my way through what the melodies sound like. And then I'll sit down and just make it a songwriting session where I'll usually something thematic will be going on in my life, and I will start applying that to those melodies, coming up with words. And then I just tend to have a lot of fun, you know, playing with words. I'm a big fan of things having multiple meanings or layers of meaning. I really don't like it when music and lyrics are very explicit and don't leave much to be kind of interpreted by the listener. So I'll go through the writing process with lyrics and really try to find lots of ways to introduce double entendres and things that are a little more left open for people in their own interpretation.
You released an anthology of your music last summer. How long was that in the making?
I guess that would go back to probably 2012. I mean, it's basically everything that we've done since we've been a band since Dallas joined. So we kind of tidied up a series of recordings that originally three of them were released as an EP. We went and did some work down in Portland with Larry Crane from Tape Off. We did some work with Joby Baker here in Victoria and did most of the rest of it ourselves. And then it just kind of came to a point where we just wanted to get it all out there and be able to start moving on and working on new things. So we put the anthology out kind of to coordinate with playing Lake Town Rock up in Cowichan this summer.
What can you tell me about your song Drawing Board?
Drawing Board is basically it's about, you know, having friendships where you know that sometimes you're feeling feelings beyond friendship, but that you realize that the friendship is more important than kind of chasing after some lustful romance or little idea, and then you know, putting the lustful thoughts on a shelf and really securing the friendship instead.
Time for pride and ego anyway.